Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners.
Ave Maria, this is Father Angelo for Standing Fast, Down Under, in Perth, Australia. This morning I was given the privilege of saying Mass for a pro-life group, and after Mass we marched to the local abortion clinic praying the rosary, and there at the clinic we continued to pray, and I read one of Father Frank Pavone's meditations on the rosary. I think it was the third sorrowful mystery, which he said that abortion continues to claim lives not because of the power of wicked men, but because of the silence of good men. And that's really true. And that's one of the reasons for Mary Victrix and Standing Fast, is to encourage especially men to stand up in the face of evil and do what is right because it is right, not because necessarily we're going to succeed or be victorious, but because we need to do what is right. It would be much better if we die fighting, you know, than to have our throats cut in our sleep. And that's really what's at stake with religious liberty, especially in the United States. I'm here in Australia now, but in the United States, we have some victories lately with the Maine voting down same-sex marriage. That's a great thing. People stood up and were allowed to speak their mind and have their opinion count. We need to insist upon having our voices heard in the United States, the voices of reason, the voices of the natural law, the voice of the divine law. And in the face of abortion, we cannot be silent. You know, it's really not a matter of being obnoxious or getting in people's faces. That's not really the point. The point is that we have to resist evil. We have to speak up. We have to get off the couch, turn the TV off, and go do something productive with our lives and for the lives of other people, especially the unborn in the United States. It really is true that abortion continues, not so much because of the wickedness of Planned Parenthood and because of the doctors who continue to perform abortions, but because those who oppose it, those who believe it's wrong, do nothing. So often, in front of the abortion clinics in the United States, especially in Connecticut, we've found that people will say, "I agree with you, but I don't, you know, want you here in my backyard protesting against abortion." People are upset that sometimes we're even there to make our voices heard, and this is the real tragedy. We feel like, you know, our responsibility is to keep everybody happy. Our responsibility is to get along. We're politically correct, and you know, that's why abortion continues. That's why Barack Obama got elected, because those who are pro-life didn't want abortion to end as badly as they should have wanted it, as we should want it. And we need to think about that. You know, we need to pray and ask God for the grace to do what is right. It doesn't mean to pound our fists or to get up and make a lot of noise. It means just not to let the things happen right in front of us that are wicked without saying this is wrong, without doing what we can. You know, a phone call to our legislator or a visit to our state capitol, it would be a step out of our comfort zone. It would be difficult, perhaps, for many of us. It's difficult for me, quite frankly. And yet, that's exactly what we need to do. We need to invest ourselves in the welfare of our country. And when we do that, we have the blessing of God. So, let us not take religious liberty, even in the United States, for granted. Because we could lose it by our apathy and by our silence. First of all, of course, we have to lift up our hearts and minds to God in prayer. That's really where our voice should be before anywhere else. And we need to work on our own spiritual life and correct our own faults. God will bless us when we do what is right. And before anything else, we need to put God first. We need to be willing to give Him our hearts and everything that we have. So stand fast. Do what is right because it is right, because it's pleasing to God, and God will bless us. We all need to do this. May God give you His peace. God bless you. See you next time.
Adiesum per Maria.